Father, still our minds, open our ears and hearts to receive a word from you today. We invite you into this time and space with us. Amen. I'm going to read Philippians 1, 3 through 8, three times. The first and third reading are in the ESV translation, and the second is in the Message translation. The first time I read, simply sit and listen with your eyes closed or open, whatever's more comfortable for you. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. As I read the verse for the second time, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. Every time you cross my mind, I break out in exclamations of thanks to God. Each exclamation is a trigger to prayer. I find myself praying for you with a glad heart. I'm so pleased that you have continued on in this with us, believing and proclaiming God's message from the day you heard it right up to the present. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Jesus Christ appears. It's not at all fanciful for me to think this way about you. My prayers and hopes have deep roots in reality. You have, after all, stuck with me all the way from the time I was thrown in jail, put on trial, and came out of it in one piece. All along, you have experienced with me the most generous help from God. He knows how much I love and miss you these days. Sometimes I think I feel as strongly about you as Christ does. As I read the verse for the third and final time, listen, begin to pray and reflect to what God might be saying to you. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. After I close in prayer, try to spend 15 to 30 minutes journaling, listening, praying, simply being with God in this moment. Today I'll read a prayer called Draw Me to Yourself from Gorillas of Grace. In this moment, draw me to yourself, Lord, and make me aware not so much of what I've given as of all I have received and so have yet to share. Send me forth in power and gladness, and with great courage, to live out in the world what I pray and profess, that in sharing I may do justice, make peace, grow in love, enjoy myself, other people, and your world now, and you forever. Amen.